And Urus, you have these, well, they're everywhere actually, they're all over Inishon, they're all over Ireland. The clachan idea, the clusters of farmhouses where they, you know, there was the family and the extended family, and then the land divided up accordingly, and everyone getting a particular share, and access to bogland, turf, access to the sea, access to pasture, grazing land, and so on. That idea actually goes way back to BC, 1500 BC, Lochgar, they found the first clachans.
Yes.
And they were structured exactly the same.
Yes.
See, I think when you look at the Irish people, I look at the Inishowen people, that's what we're talking about, I would see very, very little change over a long, long period of time, right up to the 19th century when they did break up the clans.
When you came through a clan tonight, just up the road of it.
Really?
You know, that village would have been, and then Carmina would have been a clan as well, as, you know, but maybe even a better example of it.
It had its downside because there was a story about four brothers who owned a horse. And the horse went lame. Of course, they all owned one leg of a horse.
Yeah.
And one of them refused to shoe the horse because he said it wasn't his leg. And the horse went lame subsequently. So those are the downsides. But for all that, it seems to have worked very well because they used natural fertilizer from the shore. And they were able to clear a patch and do another patch and another patch. And it was almost continuous cultivation all year round.
The field
almost.
Was as good an example,
yes.
I think, as ever was done of, you know, saving ground, because there was many a family or a couple of families would have fallen out and became deadly enemies for generations with the yach or the seaweed that was picked up along the shore, and I see a whole tear of it washed in now down Killeward this evening.
Yes.
That's what caught me eye at the White Strand, and if I had took a step into somebody else's stunt, you know, with the seaweed that had been carted up and put on the fields, you could have had war for three or four generations or so long that they maybe forgot what they fell out of it in the first place.
What happened to the clans were, though, as you say, rightly say, it was working, it was communal farming at its best. The rising population in Ireland and the unworkability of clans can be associated with the potato arriving in, okay? They needed more land to keep extending, and but the population's growing as well. John O'Donovan, writing from Glenties in 1830, he writes on the subject of the potato. In the time of Elizabeth, that would be Elizabeth I, the population of this land was estimated at 1 million. Today, 1830, it approaches 10 million. And he attributes the rise to the population. Now, the clan, the whole concept of it, it kept being subdivided amongst the sons of the people who were there. And it got so unworkable. I mean, there was family wars over something as simple as someone's chickens pecking in the ground of the where the corn had been cut in another. But that was vital. I mean, the fowl had to be fed as well.
It seemed to work well with small families, though, didn't it?
As long as the land was, you know, was regulating the number of people who stayed there.